January 30, the kingdom of grace, marching orders. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, Exodus 14:15. The history of the children of Israel is written for the instruction and admonition of all Christians. When the Israelites were overtaken by dangers and difficulties, and their way seemed hedged up, their faith forsook them, and they murmured against the leader whom God had appointed for them. The divine command was, go forward. They were not to wait until the way was made plain and they could comprehend the entire plan of their deliverance. God's cause is onward, and He will open a path before His people. There are times when the Christian life seems beset by dangers and duty seems hard to perform. The imagination pictures impending ruin before and bondage or death behind. Yet the voice of God speaks clearly above all discouragements. Go forward. We should obey this command, let the result be what it may, even though our eyes cannot penetrate the darkness, and though we feel the cold waves about our feet. Those who think it impossible for them to yield to the will of God and have faith in His promises until all is made clear and plain before them will never yield at all. Faith is not certainty of knowledge. It is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. To obey the commandments of God is the only way to obtain His favor. Go forward should be the Christian's watchword. Continual progress in knowledge and virtue is God's purpose for us. His law is the echo of His own voice, giving to all the invitation, come up higher, be holy, holier still. Every day we may advance in perfection of Christian character. Putting our trust in God, we are to move steadily forward, doing His work with unselfishness, in humble dependence upon Him, committing to His providence ourselves and all that concerns our present and future, holding the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end, remembering that we receive the blessings of heaven not because of our worthiness, but because of Christ's worthiness and our acceptance through faith in Him of God's abounding grace.